This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a very exciting guest with us. He is Steve Marshall. He is the CEO of Cuba Ventures. Well, they trade on the TSX under the ticker symbol CUV, and they also trade here in the States on the OTC market, OTCBB, under the ticker symbol MPSFF. Now, Cuba Ventures is a digital media and marketing company, which owns a vast portfolio of Cuba-related websites. They do online portals, travel information featuring individual websites for Cuba popular cities and destinations and towns. They also do an online booking solutions and online reservations through their proprietary software, catering to international visitors to Cuba. Steve, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hey, give my listeners a little background of yourself and just a little bit of the company, and then I want to get into the Q&A.
Yeah, okay. I've lived in Cuba for 12 years. I set up the first online travel company on the island in the mid-90s. I was involved heavily in online promotion for the various tourism destinations in Cuba. My digital marketing company created most of the online almanacs and portals that Cuba uses to promote its tourism destinations. And I was also involved in other business in Cuba, including real estate and import-export.
So you've done the whole gamut when it comes to Cuba.
Well, yeah, I guess so. There are many things that I would like to do, and these recent openings with the United States should probably allow us to now be able to do those things.
Yeah, my understanding was the first flight from the United States, we started flying back over to Cuba September 1st of 2016. We didn't do that until the last time of like 1961, right?
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, this is a long time ago, and there's been some pent-up demand from the United States to visit Cuba for some time now.
So how is the recent modifications in the U.S. policy to Cuba helping your company, Cuba Ventures?
Well, what we're seeing is, I guess the best indicator that we have is that the visitors to our websites have increased. From 2014, we were about 5-6% of worldwide visitors. So to put that into perspective for your listeners, it was 30 million page views per year. Yet now, in 2015, for example, that shot up to 34.7% of visitors with IP addresses from the United States. And then this year has gone up again to 36.8%. So we're seeing a massive amount of Americans searching online for information related to Cuba. And obviously, we're converting those visitors into revenue. Those visitors that are able to visit Cuba, you'll be aware that President Obama has allowed 12 categories of U.S. citizens that can visit Cuba. So every time we see the administration including an extra category, they're increasing all the time. Every time there's an increase in categories of U.S. citizens that can visit Cuba, we see an increase in sales.
So did you send Obama a thank you card yet?
Well, you know, I'd like to meet him personally, but let's wait until he's outside of the Oval Office, right?
Yeah, right. So what kind of volume of internet traffic do your 432 Cuba focused website receive from the U.S.?
Yeah, you're looking at probably being the 36%. You're looking at about 10 million page views now from the U.S. And this is a broad brush visit rate. So you're looking, you know, probably about 35% is from the southern states in the U.S., okay? And then as you go further north, you get in the northern states. In fact, I was just in California twice over the last 2 weeks. because you may be aware that there are flights now starting on the 7th of January from California, and that is a location where we're seeing a lot of visitors to the websites. So you're looking, you know, to answer your question, you're looking now at around about 10 million page views from the U.S., and we're doing a reasonable job of converting these visitors into travelers, but again, they are restricted, so they have to fit into a certain category. So whereas other destinations in the world that we sell to, we have a par rate, which is essentially if we have 10% of visitors, let's say from Spain, we get around about 9 to 10% of our volume in sales, where the U.S. is currently at 36%, but they represent only 2 to 3% of our sales.
And what were your revenues in 2015?
Well, you know, you can obviously see that we were at 1.6 million in 2015, which is really when the sales started ramping up. This year, we're doing month on month around about 100% more volume than we did in the previous year. But we're just starting out. Yeah, we're modifying our platforms. We're changing our websites. We're bringing them up to speed. Some of these websites, as I mentioned, were designed and created back in the 90s. And even though they're very well placed on Google and the search engines, they are quite archaic. So, you know, we are spending some time. We've just raised some capital now to update all these websites, and we anticipate that with those changes and also the increase in traffic from the U.S., we're likely to see a major increase in revenue.
In 2016?
Yes, yeah.
My guest today is Steve Marshall. He is the CEO of Cuba Ventures Corp. They trade on the TSX under the ticker symbol CUV. They also trade on the OTCBB under the ticker symbol MPSFF. You know, I have you on the line here, Steve. Tell my listeners a little bit about your Travel Unicorn Media.
Okay, Travolution Media is essentially a division of the business that controls these 432 websites. Okay, so we have highly targeted internet traffic focused upon Cuba. Okay, now to put this into perspective for your listeners, Ernest Hemingway is a famous U.S. Writer that lived and wrote The Old Man and the Sea, for example, while he was living in Cuba.
Yes.
Now, you have a lot of people around the world looking for information about his time in Cuba and when he wrote the book. So we have a website called CubaHemingway.com. We attract traffic to that website. We then convert that traffic and do what we call cross-linking to our e-commerce platforms to sell travel services to them, but also to expose those visitors to other offers related to Cuba. Now, that's where the deals that we've just signed recently come into this. We have companies that are looking at us to be able to expose the offers that they have to this highly targeted Cuba-focused internet traffic. Take, for instance, Spot 2 from New York. They are a content provider of worldwide sports. They are looking, or were looking, to provide sports content from Cuba. They approached us, as we own cubasports.com, and you may be able to, you can see online that we've signed an agreement with them, and we're in the process of providing not only web traffic, but also this is a two-way street. They have 264 million wireless subscribers that will be looking at our content very shortly.
Wow.
The same happened with Mercosur, which anybody who knows anything about Mercosur, this it's sort of like the NAFTA of South America. They approached us to expose their investors to information concerning Cuba. And likewise, we received the feedback from these visitors to our websites. Again, another two-way street of digital transfer of visitors and subscribers to our platform, but from our platform too. So Basically, any company that is now anxious to become involved with Cuba or has a venture such as a cruise line, okay, would probably approach our media division to promote what it is that they are offering, because we have this highly targeted internet traffic.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What do you think your outlook for America travel to Cuba since commercials started, like I said, back in September 1st here, 2016? It's almost been a little over 50-year hiatus.
I mean, again, this... Obviously, for any traveler to be able to go anywhere, they need flights, okay? Especially when it's an island such as Cuba.
Right.
So that has been a major component that we now have these commercial flights starting from the U.S. 110 landing slots were provided from Cuba to the U.S. and from the U.S. to Cuba. Those landing slots are now being occupied by JetBlue and by Alaska Airlines. As I said, the flights commence next month from JFK. We've had flights for quite a while now from Florida, which is sort of like a hotbed of interest in Cuba. And then we have the flights starting on January the 7th from California. So, you know, our perspective is, where there are flights and the ability for Americans to be able to visit the island of Cuba, then, you know, we are a complimentary service that they can use to be able to book a myriad of services on the island. And I guess your listeners should be aware that we've been, at least the private company that was acquired by the public company, has been active in the Cuban market now for two decades. Okay, so this is not a new business. This is a business that's been operating for a very long period of time. In fact, we have a press release from the BBC in 1997, explains to the viewers of BBC that, in fact, Cuba has its first online travel company. Well, that company was ours. So, you know, there's a lot of history behind what we've done, and we continue to provide those services. And while they may look new to American visitors, in fact, you know, we have a very long track record of providing these services.
You know, I was going to ask you, I saw one of your press releases back in October, you guys were doing a private placement. How's that going?
Very well. I mean, it's oversubscribed as I speak. You know, basically, this was just for the updates of the websites and some other issues related to the company. A small amount of capital required, and also we looked at the company and decided that we'd make these changes in the digital area in terms of the some of the websites to bring them up to speed.
Right, upgrade them.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, what other business sectors in Cuba Ventures are you guys looking beyond media and travel? As you said earlier, you know, you did real estate back then. I mean, you know, you know a lot about Cuba. So are you guys into some other business sectors?
Right. Well, the company's looking at, let's call them the dilemmas that Cuba has.
Okay.
Right. Cuba has 68,000 hotel rooms. Okay, of which about 20,000 are 2 to 3 star hotels. So let's call it 48,000 hotel rooms today. Okay, to put that into perspective, there are 270,000 hotel rooms in the state of Florida. Okay, and Cuba is almost the same landmass size as Florida. Okay, we now have this pent-up demand from the U.S., so I guess what I'm leading to is that there is a lack of accommodation, okay, or there will be an acute lack of accommodation going forward. We are focusing upon developers and companies and in some cases individuals who are interested in increasing the amount of hotel rooms there are in Cuba, whether they be resort properties or whether they be hotel properties. So we're basically applying our knowledge from the past. We have approved joint ventures from the past which are basically boilerplate agreements that were approved by Cuba's Council of Ministers way back when, okay, that we can now apply this knowledge and understanding to this new need for further accommodations in Cuba. And I guess the second aspect that the company is involved in is we have a full consulting division with you may have seen on our advisor board, we have two very talented individuals. We have Walfrido Quiñones, who was my attorney in my companies for almost two decades. He's a Cuban citizen and also one of Cuba's top attorneys. And we also brought on Alfredo Manresa, who was one of only two foreign nationals to be approved by the National Bank of Cuba for financial operations in Cuba. So this guy has a very profound understanding of Cuba's economy.
Absolutely.
And the interests of finance.
My guest today is Steve Marshall. He is the CEO of Cuba Ventures Corp. And they trade on the TSXV under the ticker symbol CUV. They also trade on the OTCBB under the ticker symbol MPSFF. In closing here, Steve, is there anything that you and I didn't get a chance to talk about that you would like to get out to my listeners?
Well, I mean, you know, that there's a lot of press. I mean, they need to visit our website, cubaventures.com. You'll find they'll find that we've had immense coverage in the United States on major networks, and all of this focused upon a real pent-up demand by Americans to want to visit Cuba. I mean, this is a place that they've been forbidden from visiting for 50 years, you know. So, and it's a beautiful Caribbean island, I think we're looking at the perspective of there being millions of Americans looking to see Cuban culture and visit
Absolutely.
The island.
Absolutely. Cuba Venture Corp is the company that we're highlighting today. I want to thank Steve for stopping by and coming on the show today. I wish you nothing but the best, and we're going to check back with you in a couple of months.
We appreciate it. Thank you very much.